you've taken a lot of reps and snaps over the course of camp. When you look at the last, I don't know, however long it's been, 5 weeks or so, are you happy with the practice and the game tape that you put forward?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, it's been a goal of mine going into the season was to just forget about, like, depth chart, forget about where I stand, and just go out and be the best me and try to get better every single day. And so I focus on three skills I can get better, taking from the coaches, and then the best way to do that is to get a lot of reps.
Right.
And so I figured, you know what I mean, my focus is just to see if I could be the best me, and that's how I'm going to be the happiest and the best player on the field.
Do you find to be less stressful this time around than the first time?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's something to be in, like, not being a rookie anymore and kind of understanding everything, but I like the focus that I brought in and just trying to be the best me, and then I could be satisfied with that moving forward.
Where do you think you've gotten better?
I feel like I understand the defense a lot better. That's maybe a lot quicker. So in coverage and stuff, I'm not just panicking going, I think I have the two. Do I have the two? Like, you know what I mean? I can just step up and be like, I got the two. If this happens, I'm ready for it. And that just makes me a step faster and a little bit stronger in every aspect.
Do you think you're a better run player too?
Yeah, I mean, I put a lot of emphasis in the offseason on getting stronger, a little bigger, and then and just, like, better technique coming out of my hips, better hands. So I think it's helped rolling forward.
And Jack tells everybody early on, at least what he tells us, is that I don't care where you came from. And we just talked to Tyrell, who is D2. We talked Morrow is going to come out. He's a D3 guy.
Yeah.
Do you find that they put action behind those words here?
100%.
Yeah.
They're very good about whoever's performing is going to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't get drafted. I was undrafted, but they still gave me a shot, and I'm trying to do the most with it. And I feel very grateful to the Raiders and to Coach Del Rio and everybody that they gave me that shot and an opportunity. It's kind of like up to me. Am I going to make the plays or not?
I mean, I think a lot of teams say that, but when they get out there with draft picks and D1 guys, it may not always turn out that way. But you find there's really no pecking order here.
Exactly. I mean, the integrity of this organization is really high. Like, what they say, they mean, and they're going to do. And so whether it's for your good or for your bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're going to stand behind what they say, and they're going to do it. And I really respect that a lot.
You're going to be involved on the defensive rotation. That being said, special teams, you guys lost a lot of key guys in the area. Do you anticipate having to do more this year, or given your workload on defense?
I hope I can do more, you know? Like, special teams is an area where I think I can contribute on this team, you know? And so that was another area I tried to get better at, because last year I played a little bit. But I want to be great in all areas of special teams. I want to go out and I want to help this team in any way. I mean, we have studs in our ends, in Bruce and Khalil and those guys, best in the NFL. So if I want to make an impact on this team, it's going to have to be special teams as well.
You're getting a ton of reps at Khalil's position when he comes out. And do you have to look at him and say, all right, I know I can't do that, so I got to do it this way?
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely a different player than Khalil Mack is, that's for sure. But, I mean, he's so good at, like, explaining why he does things a certain way he does. I mean, he's so instinctual, and he's so strong and naturally great, mm-hmm. but he still understands the game, and he can make plays that way. So that's the kind of stuff that I can learn from him and Bruce and just everybody on why they do it and then incorporate it into my game.
So he can give you things that you can apply.
Oh, 100%.
Even though he's, you know, he seems to do things that are just superhuman.
Extraordinary. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you think he's superhuman, but, I mean, he really has the knowledge of the game. Like, that's the thing a lot of people don't understand is that, like, there's guys on this team that have a really deep knowledge of the game, and they're very good at helping us young guys.